This is How Success Happens, where the staff of Entrepreneur chats with innovators, writers, artists, chefs, and a range of other unique personalities to better understand the traits that make excellence possible.
Nobody in Silicon Valley thinks it's actually them. They think everybody else is like this.
One of my regrets actually now, we should have pulled the plug sooner.
It's amazing when the universe sees you commit, how all of a sudden all these resources start to come together.
Thanks for joining us. And now, How Success Happens.
This special episode is brought to you by Paychex. Paychex makes it simple for businesses of all sizes to pay and manage their employees. They make payroll easy and automatic, and they handle benefits programs. Paychex guides businesses through their human resources challenges by keeping them up to date with ever-changing laws and regulations. Paychex does it all in the way their customers want. Online and mobile, over the phone, in person, or any combination of the above. With Paychex, they work with you the way you want to work. To get a better understanding of everything Paychex does for businesses, on this episode of How Success Happens, we spoke with Jason Santana, their Senior Director of Sales Strategy and Planning. In our conversation, he explains the best time for entrepreneurs to start thinking about payroll and HR, specific challenges Paychex can help solve, and the most valuable commodity that Paychex offers their customers. So Jason, can you please talk to us about what stage of putting together a business should entrepreneurs really start thinking about payroll and HR?
Yeah, so at the planning stage, you know, this is a question I get a lot. And, you know, I've actually never met a company or an entrepreneur who didn't want to grow. And, you know, growth means so many things, but, you know, typically entrepreneurs or, you know, business owners seem to think of it as growing the idea or concept. And then, you know, they focus a lot on the development of the idea, providing, you know, proving the idea, scaling it, but not enough time identifying the ways to maximize their focus on things like remaining compliant, attracting talent as they grow. So it really should be part of the business planning process.
Like right from the get-go or even before, like just when they're kind of conceiving everything.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to think of these things globally. And you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I read a lot of books and, you know, you don't start a business thinking you're going to only be one employee person or one employee shop or a five employee shop. Like you think you're going to be the next Google, and that's how you have to think. So if you're going to think that you're going to be the next Google, you might want to plan like you're going to be the next Google.
Yeah, it's all like, it's all part and parcel with growth. I mean, that's kind of seems like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you need to be thinking of. What do you think is the most challenging aspect of dealing with payroll and HR for most new business owners?
I'm sure you probably, if you've ever asked this question before, you probably got the same answer. It's time.
Time. Yep.
Yeah. You know, and you know, that's the crazy part about time is all of us have the exact same amount, right? There's nobody has more than 24 hours. So for businesses, especially when they're starting out, you wear multiple hats. So after making the shift from, you know, I like to say making the shift from being an entrepreneur to being an employer, because that's what happens when you get employees. So when you shift from, you know, being the entrepreneur to now being an employer, time becomes an even more precious commodity. And things like payroll and HR, they start to take up a lot more time because now you have more people. And then as you grow, the byproduct is you probably will get more people. So, you know, then time becomes less and less. So it's really, how do you maximize your time to focus on your revenue generation and really figure out how to streamline the types of things that distract you from generating revenue?
So, you know, obviously that's where Paychex comes in. So can you just tell me a little bit about what Paychex does to make these kind of tasks easier, to help these guys have and women have more time?
Yeah, so we simplify business. We provide a multitude of offerings, but they're built to scale with businesses around the needs of the American small to mid-sized business. So business shouldn't be complicated, right? It really shouldn't. You know, you have an idea, you know what you want to achieve. Regulation and doing the administrative type of tactical components is what merely complicates the business component, right? So Paychex does make it simple by adding experts, tools, and insights to reduce the time that a business owner spends managing these non-revenue generating tasks. So we reduce the liability associated with being an employer in some of our solutions. We increase a business's ability to attract and retain talent. You know, so these types of things make the business of business a little bit easier for the small business owner.
Right. So can we get into maybe a little bit about some of the very specific services that Paychex offers?
Sure. There's a lot. And if you went to our website, you know, there are a tremendous amount of services. but I could probably bucket them for the sake of the conversation and time. I could kind of bucket them into three areas. So we have, and they're really specific to the way a business grows, actually. So, you know, we have personalized HR services combined with payroll. So, you know, the dedicated type of service models that you've heard about Paychex in the past, the personalized kind of service that we provide, which is really like a standalone payroll solution with the ability to add on components like learning management, performance management, hiring solutions, recruitment, you know, 401k, the health benefits, workers' compensation, those types of things, you know, leveraging our HR center for insights for, you know, for your business. Those things can be, can kind of be, for lack of a better term, bolted on to a payroll solution in an a la carte kind of fashion. You know, as you grow and as your needs change, you can kind of add things. And then there's a solution that we offer that is, you know, more of an administrative services only solution. I'm sure you've heard of it, or I'm sure some of the listeners have heard of it. It's called an ASO. And in that solution, we bundle most of, if not all, of the solutions I just mentioned with a an HR professional who has, you know, minimum like 7 years of experience in HR and human relations. And that's really to help guide the business owners through their people management journey.
So that's interesting, because it actually gets a person involved who's had experience with this stuff before. It's not just help with logistics and forms and things like that. There's actually a human that you can kind of bounce stuff off of.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, a lot of small businesses, as they grow, you know, you have, you know, maybe someone who's your payroll manager or your office manager, who then becomes your payroll manager, who then becomes your HR manager. And through that transition, they gain experience, but there's so much that you don't know. And having that resource that we provide to the small business to be that person that kind of helps them strategically think about their people and the way that they want to grow their business, that's a really, really big value added service to a small business, especially when you look at, you know, kind of the world that we live in today. Everyone kind of outsources components of their business to begin with. So having that kind of a resource is really valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the third piece, which is one that I'm probably made some headlines lately for Paychex, because we just made a major acquisition in this space. But we offer a professional employer organization. So this is a solution that combines all of the stuff that I just talked about. So the HR professional and all of the, you know, all of the services and solutions, along with what's called a co-employment relationship, where we share in the employer related liability with the business. So that, along with, you know, so that's a great solution, because it really is the best of both worlds and allows clients the ability to remain agile and respond to market and competitive situations, but it provides them with the benefits, HR, technology, and risk mitigation of a Fortune 500 company. So our clients really benefit from the size and strength of about 400,000 worksite employees across our client base, and there's no material change to their business culture or focus at all.
Wow.
Yeah, a great solution.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we talked about how Paychex allows business owners to focus on their core business, which obviously, like you said, it seems ideal for optimizing time management. Would you say that that's Paychex's primary goal?
Well, I mean, it's a byproduct of our primary goal. And I think our primary goal, really, if you look at kind of who we are, our primary goal is to provide American businesses the freedom to succeed. And we do that by providing people strategies and solutions that are meant to increase productivity and fuel their growth, right? There's that word again, growth. I mean, growth can mean so many different things to so many different people. But that is the idea, is that we provide them with those strategies and we provide the solutions that help drive productivity of their people, whether it's the doing part of productivity or the inspiring part of productivity, that fuels their growth.
Would you say that there's other ways that Paychex's services help businesses succeed that maybe entrepreneurs and business owners wouldn't really realize until they're actually in the trenches? You know, it's one thing kind of theoretically on the outset to think about what you might need, but when you're actually out there doing it, things that might come up that Paychex would be able to provide solutions for.
Yeah, there's one solution we launched within the last couple of years, which I think speaks to probably some of the biggest challenges a business faces when they're in the trenches, like you just said. And they're really specific around cash flow and business credit worthiness, and then access to capital. Those are three really critical areas to any business as they're starting out and as they're looking to ultimately scale. So then that solution we actually offer is called Paychex Promise. And it's a suite of services that delivers, I guess we like to say, the ultimate peace of mind for a business owner. It provides protection against cash flow interruptions. So small businesses, a lot of the times, depending on the type of industry you're in, you have accounts receivable. Maybe depending on the payment terms that you've established and depending on when your customers pay, cash flow can become an issue. You don't want to miss payroll. So we allow services that kind of protect against that and actually cover the payroll for a business in an instance where in a situation when that would happen. And then we all, you know, that's the primary offering. That's kind of how we started it, was payroll protection. And then we rolled into small business loan center, business credit services, and payroll fraud because of, the increasing instances of cyber attacks on small businesses. So some of this, these are tremendous programs for small businesses, especially the business loan center and the business credit service. Building business credit is critical. One thing I'm sure you hear is that a lot of these people who start companies, entrepreneurs, business owners, they leverage their personal assets, their personal credit to begin these businesses, right? To chase their dream. So building business credit and building it fast is a really critical to ultimately growing your business, to creating large credit capacity, increasing your value, and then really protecting your personal assets.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it just seems, just in chatting, that, you know, besides time, which obviously is an invaluable resource for entrepreneurs, peace of mind is also something that Paychex is providing, which is almost equally as important. So, you know, so you can really focus on what you need to focus on.
No, it's true. And I was a small business owner for 3.5 years. So I understand, I can sympathize with the small businesses. And, so that's why when I look at these solutions that we offer and the way that we bring them to market and the way that we interact with our customers, it hits home, you know, having been there.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you tell us a story about a business that, you know, a specific one that Paychex has helped? Maybe they got back to you about what you guys were able to do for them.
Yeah, so I could pull one. We worked with a company in the high tech industry. If you go to our video testimonial section of our website, you'll clearly understand who I'm talking about. I don't want to say their name right now, but we recently worked with them, and the idea there was to really help them develop a comprehensive people strategy that was focused on attracting and retaining engineer talent, which is extremely competitive, especially with the much larger companies in that industry. Mm-hmm. So what our team, they kind of proposed that challenge to us, something that is inhibiting their growth. So our HR professional team worked with the CEO and the COO to identify the types of offerings that were required to attract top engineering talent away from those larger competitors. And then we leveraged that information, and our team developed a human capital management program complete with Fortune 500 style compensation and benefit offerings that compete with companies that size, learning management and performance management systems and programs, and retirement plans, all delivered via self-service applications to facilitate the interactions with the types of people they're looking to attract. Because in those larger businesses, these things exist. So yep. You can provide everything a large multinational competitor offers, but you retain the tight-knit family culture. You could be nimbler and more responsive to market conditions than your larger competitors.
Yeah.
Than they could ever be.
You get the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Now, is Paychex best suited to certain types of businesses or businesses of a particular size?
Yeah, we get this question a lot, actually. So we work with companies from one employee, and we can scale up to 5,000. And that sounds crazy. It's like, wow, that's a pretty big range.
Yeah.
But our platform and our solutions are personalized to the specific needs of the businesses across that range. And it's really dependent on where you are in the stage of your business, where you are in your maturity of your business. And that's kind of how the company was built, or at least that's how the technology was built too. Because the irony of it is it's across a single platform, which is really, really interesting. And the reason that's important to a growing business is because it reduces downtime, productivity drains, platform changes, having to do like roll out training on something new. All of those things are drags on productivity. So having a singular platform where we can offer the most basic of payroll and tax services to a business who fits those needs at that time, or offer a full service professional employer organization, a PEO, as they grow, all on the same platform. It's genius, actually, the way that it was built, especially because in the market that we're in today, our competitors that offer similar depth and breadth of services probably require 2 to 3 platform changes as you grow.
No, absolutely. You know, just in your saying that, you really realize that Paychex isn't itself a great business idea. Can you tell us a little bit about where the inspiration came from to create Paychex?
Yeah, so our history is deep and rich, and a lot of folks who know the story of Paychex know that our founder, Tom Golisano, he started the company with just $3,000 and a great idea. Sounds like pretty much any entrepreneur out there, right? Like, you got some money and you're going to start something and you're going to chase your dream. And the idea was to make payroll outsourcing easy and affordable for small businesses. At the time, he worked for a large payroll employer, payroll processor, and he went to them with an idea that he saw, like, this untapped market of American businesses with fewer than 100 employees. They weren't interested. They said, you know, we're not interested in that. So he struck out on his own. He launched Paychex in 71. And then the company actually grew through franchise originally. 18 franchises. Yeah, 18 franchises and partnerships. He eventually consolidated those into a singular company in 79. And then in 83, we went public on the NASDAQ. And since then, we've registered, you know, a record of really, really steady growth.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It's definitely a lot of years of experience in this realm.
Yeah, 48 years. It's great.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you can only imagine how much technology has changed over that time. It's almost impossible to think about.
Yeah, well, it's crazy to think about how technology on both sides, you know, everything was back then was probably a lot of paper, and now everything is on your phone. Mm-hmm. So that's actually one of the big advantages of the technology platform that I was talking about, is that you can do a lot of these things mobily, almost all of them mobily,
sure,
which is phenomenal.
Yeah. So you're helping other businesses succeed at Paychex. What's the company culture like at Paychex itself?
Yeah, we are, Paychex culture is phenomenal. It's a very proud culture. And Paychex culture is one of ethics, commitment, and dedication. Those are the values, those are some of the values we live by. And that is really kind of, in my time here, that is the culture that I see. And our purpose statement really does say it all, we provide American businesses with the freedom to succeed. And everyone comes to work with that purpose. So, the idea of providing solutions and services, that's not what it's really about. You know, those are the doing things, and we do those things better than most. But the reason behind why we do them is because we believe in the American business, and we believe that American small to mid-sized businesses, they are the centers of innovation and creativity to the world. And they are also the ones, though, who are at the biggest disadvantage, and they need a helping hand to achieve the dreams and goals. Like, that's who we are. And achieving those dreams and goals is really what this culture is about, is really helping other businesses succeed. And, to be even more clear about that, we take that role that we play in this story of American business, we take it very seriously. It's really what drives our employees.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it. And with all of that history in particular.
Yeah, especially because that's where we came from.
Yeah, you understand it better than anyone.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for taking the time here to kind of break down Paychex for us.
Absolutely. This was wonderful. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to take us through it and ask us the questions. And I enjoyed the time.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
That's our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. How Success Happens comes out every week. To catch each episode, please subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Like, share, and leave us a review so we can always be improving. Go to entrepreneur.com for episodes of this show and our other great podcasts. That's entrepreneur.com. Thanks.